Chapter 100.
And then, in one place, the fathers will be struck down together with their sons, and brothers will fall in death with one another, until their blood flows like a stream. And a human will not restrain his hand from his son, nor from his beloved one, to kill him. And the sinner will not restrain his hand from the honored one, nor from his brother. From dawn until sunset, they will be murdered together. And a horse will wade up to its breast through the blood of the sinners, and the chariot will sink to its axles. And messengers will descend, going down into the hidden places on that day. Those who aided the unrighteousness will be gathered together into one place. And the Most High will be aroused on a day of judgment to execute a great judgment upon all. And he will set a guard of the holy messengers over all the righteous and holy ones, and they will be kept as the apple of the eye until the evil and sin come to an end. And from that time, pious ones will sleep a sweet sleep, and there will no longer be anyone to cause them to fear. Then the sensible ones among the humans will perceive, and the sons of the earth will contemplate these accounts of this letter, and they will know that their wealth cannot save them during the collapse of their unrighteousness. To you, O unrighteous ones, when you afflict the righteous ones on a day of hard anguish and burn them in a fire, because you will be recompensed according to your works. Woe to you, O hard-hearted ones, while you lie awake in order to devise your evil. Fear will lay hold of you, and there will be no one to help you. Woe to you, all of you sinners, on account of the words of your mouth and the works of your hands, because you have strayed from the holy works. In the heat of a blazing fire, you will burn. And now know that he will inquire in the heavens from the messengers concerning your works, and from the sun, and from the moon, and from the stars concerning your sins. Because on the earth, you are executing judgment on the righteous ones. And every cloud and mist and dew and rain shower will testify against you, for they will all be withheld from you, so as not to descend upon you. And they will be mindful of your sins. Therefore, give gifts to the rain showers, lest it be withheld from descending to you. And pay gold to the dew and clouds and mist, that they may descend. Because if the snow and hoarfrost and its cold hurl themselves upon you, and the winds and their frost and all their scourges, then you will not be able to stand before the cold and their scourges.